After a day's stay in the city of Visala, Vishvamitra and his party left for Mithila. On the way, not far from Mithila, they saw a beautiful ashram which seemed vacated. Ram asked Vishvamitra, "Whose is this ashram with ancient trees? Why does such a beautiful abode stand deserted?" Vishvamitra replied, "This ashram is subject to a curse. Sage Gotam lived here with his wife Ahalya, spending his days in peace and holy meditation. One day, during the sage's absence from the ashram, Indra, filled with unholy desire for the beautiful Ahalya, entered it disguised as Gotam and approached the lady with urgent solicitation. She was not deceived by the impersonation, but vain of her beauty and proud that it had won her the love of the Lord of the Demigods, she lost her judgment and yielded to his desire." When the sin had been committed, realizing its wickedness and the fierce spiritual energy of her betrayed husband, she warned Indra of his terrible peril and begged him to leave immediately. Indra was fleeing in guilty panic, but unfortunately for him, he almost bumped into the Rishi, who was just returning from his bath, clad in wet garments and radiating spiritual luster. Pretense was hopeless before that all-seeing wisdom, and Indra bowed in abject worship and threw himself at the mercy of the Rishi. The sage looked at him with wrath and loathing and cursed him. "Lustful beast as you are, dead to all truth and righteousness, may your manhood fall away from you." Indra at once became castrated and went back to the demigods in terrible shame. Then the sage turned to his erring wife and prescribed a long penance for her. He said, "Living on air, you shall stay here, unseen by anyone. After a long time, Dasarath's son will pass this way. When he sets foot in this ashram, you will be freed from the curse. Welcome him as a guest. You will then recover your lost virtue and get back your own beauty." The sage then left his violated ashram to engage himself in austerities in the Himalaya Mountains. Then Vishvamitra said to Ram, "Let us enter the ashram. You will bring redemption to Ahalya and rekindle the light in her as the sage promised." And they went into the ashram. As Ram set foot in the ashram, the curse was lifted, and Ahalya stood before him in all her beauty. Having lain concealed behind leaves and creepers, and kept her vow for many years, she now shone in Ram's presence like the moon emerging from the clouds. Ram and Lakshman touched the feet of the sage's wife, made pure by penance. She welcomed the divine princes with all the customary rites of hospitality. A shower of flowers descended from the heavens as Ahalya, cleansed from sin, shone like a goddess. Simultaneously, the sage Gotam returned to the ashram and received his repentant and purified wife back to his affection.